to Unpacked, your TWU Local 505 podcast, where we do the heavy lifting of unpacking workplace issues, contract provisions, and company policies. Kick back and get ready to unpack. Hey, let's unpack vacations, Article 23, so you can get packing for your vacation. Per the agreement, vacation is accrued in the current year for use in the next year. There are two phrases you might hear, accrual year and usage year. Pretty straightforward. You accrue vacation this year to be used next year. But because it's American Airlines and they like to make things complicated, this year you accrue both future vacation days and future vacation hours. Future vacation days are accrued monthly, and that dictates how many days you will get off the following year for vacation. Future vacation hours, also accrued monthly, they dictate how many hours you will get paid on those future vacation days. Again, to make things even more complicated, there is a qualifier to accrue both days and hours. You must meet the qualifier to accrue. To accrue future vacation days, a full-timer must have 80 hours paid per month. A part-timer must have 40 hours paid per month. To accrue hours, it's the same qualifier, the 80-40. For that, a full-timer gets paid 8 hours per day on vacation, and a part-timer will get paid a minimum of 5 hours a day. If you're wondering what constitutes paid hours, that's written in Article 23G. It includes FMLA, paid or unpaid, military leave, union business, injury on duty, and if you happen to be out long-term on a medical unpaid leave of absence or a personal leave, you will accrue vacation for the first 60 days. Now comes the third piece of the puzzle. How many days can you accrue and how many weeks of vacation do you get to take? Again, complicated. The number of days or weeks is based on your years of service. The more years, the more weeks. And note, this is important. It is completed years of service that count. That is as of January 1st in the accrual year. That will determine your years of service. For 1 year of completed service, you will get 2 weeks of vacation. After 4 years of completed service, you get 3 weeks. After 11 years of completed service, 4 weeks. And after 17 years completed, 5 weeks. And after 24 years of completed service, you will reach the maximum of 6 weeks vacation. When do you get to take your vacation weeks? There is a yearly bid for that, but before the vacation bid, you will have a window to designate DAT days. DAT means day at a time. These days are paid days from your vacation bank. You must take a minimum of 2 weeks vacation, and any more weeks you have above that can be set aside as DAT. DAT can be used as a method to pay yourself for swap offs. And keep in mind, it won't count against the 64 total if you pay yourself with DAT. Or pay yourself for FMLA caregiver. Or take a day off with pay with management's approval. Fleet service DAT days can only be used in full day increments. Also note that any unused DAT day will be paid out at the end of January the following year. On to the yearly vacation bid. The timeline for bidding starts following the DAT designation window, which closes every October 1st. Regular vacation, all sections and rosters must be posted by October 15th, and live bidding must be completed by November 15th. Bidding is done in Bidding Hub, so you will see the bid open status by October 15th, and the live bid date will be shown in there sometime before November 15th. All fleet service members bid separately by classification and duty assignment, which means there's a separate bid for crew chiefs, full-timers, and part-timers. Also, if you are in a duty assignment other than the ramp, that duty assignment will have separate vacation bid too. Vacation is bidded in full week increments. If you have less than 5 days of vacation, check with the manager for the process to take your vacation. Who gets to bid? Hey, all active members who have accrued vacation weeks can bid. If you are out on an authorized leave of absence or injury on duty and have accrued vacation, you are permitted to bid, but you must give the company notice by October 1st. Otherwise, you will be bypassed and will have to make arrangements upon return to work to secure your vacation weeks. The bidding hub will show you which weeks are available and how many openings there are per week. It also can show you, based on anticipated day off pattern, the exact dates of the vacation. There are many options in setting bid preferences. Log on before live bidding and practice working with the options. You can change your preference up until your live bid window. When does your vacation start? Vacation is bid weekly on a Monday start date. If you happen to have Saturday, Sunday off, your vacation week will start on the date that you bid. But if you have other combinations of days off, there's a chart posted at work that will let you see the exact day your vacation starts. Also, Bidding Hub will show you that information. Sometimes it can be the week before or the week after your bid, depending on the pattern. So check, plan ahead. The vacation days will not show up in WorkBrain until the shift bid has been uploaded for that period. It's a good practice to check your vacation dates after every shift bid. It's a real drag to show up for work when you're scheduled for vacation. They will send you home. This is especially important if you're on an open time schedule. Whatever your day off pattern is, you will always have 2 days off, 5 days vacation, and 2 days off. You may pick up hours on your days off before or after your vacation, but you cannot pick up hours while you're on vacation. If you are out sick during your vacation, you will be paid vacation and not sick time. However, if you are out with injury on duty, your vacation will be banked, and upon return, you will be able to choose from open weeks or be paid out at the end of January for the missed vacation. If a holiday falls on your vacation, you will be paid vacation for that day, and you will see an equal number of scheduled hours straight time on your check. That will be your holiday pay. And just because you should know, there is no trading of vacation weeks. However, vacated vacation weeks will be offered quarterly for exchange. You may choose from an open week and give back a week in exchange. Exchange weeks will then be offered the following quarter. Check Bidding Hub and local postings for dates of that quarterly bid. And just a few more things. Members with 1 year or less seniority, you must work and meet the qualifier for at least 10 months in your first year to get the 2 weeks of vacation in the following year. Check your WorkBrain employee balances for accrual totals and arrange with management any vacation that is less than 1 week. And all probationary members out there, you do not accrue vacation during the probationary period, but if probation is passed, there will be accrual retroactive to your date of hire. This means if you don't pass probation, there will be no vacation payout with your final check. However, if you do pass probation, and we hope you do, the 100 days you worked will be credited with the accrual for future vacation. That wraps up unpacking Article 23. If you've got questions about vacation, reach out to a shop steward, attend a general membership meeting, or email the hall at local505@twu.org. Hope you found this episode helpful and continue listening to other episodes as we unpack even more topics. Until then, stand strong and stand together.